How many of you have seen the story of Sarah Huckabee Sanders being asked to leave the Little Red Hen Ristorani in, what town is this in? Lexington, Virginia. Yeah, now, I have to say, I have actually been to Lexington, Virginia. There is, I'll tell you why. This is last June, I think. No, last May. So it was a little over a year ago. And I was, I think we had completed the Let My People Smoke event in Philadelphia. And I would stay into it the weekend at Dude Number Two's house in Fredericksburg. And was looking for a Latin mass to go to on Sunday and decided that, you know what, I'm going to drive up to this little town called Lexington and go to St. Michael's. So I did, and funny story, when you GPS this thing or when you put when you're looking for directions to get to this particular church, they guide you to this brand new, there's a school on one side of the, one end of the parking lot, and on the other end of the parking lot, there's a massive brand new, what looks like a basilica. It's so big. And so that's the church where the new novelty mass is said. So I pull up there and go like, no way. I'm thinking, there's no way in this little podunk section of Virginia that they have a basilica that's hosting a noon Latin high mass. So I already knew that I was in, actually it was 11 a.m. Already knew that I was in trouble some kind of way, that I made some kind of mistake. So I parked in the parking lot for the ginormous basilica looking church. Got out and began, and I was walking to the front door, just marveling at this place. And it's pretty new in Lexington, Virginia. So there were some parishioners that were hanging out outside, and I stopped one of them and asked him, hey, Lama, excuse me, but could you point me? And I said, is this St. Michael's where the 11 a.m. Latin Mass is? And they went, no. It's the old church down at the bottom of the hill. Now, I'm standing outside the foot of this 60,000-foot cathedral, square-foot cathedral, 150 feet tall, 100 feet wide, 800 feet long, massive. Oh, you want that mass? Well, keep walking around the end and then go down a set of steps to the bottom of the hill, and then you'll see the chapel across the street. And it figuratively is a chapel. That's my experience. And Lexington is a small town. As a matter of fact, I probably drove right past the Red Hen. Because when I left, I'll tell you what, is Mrs. Youngblood? No, she's not in there. If she was, this was, I went to Mittis Youngblood's house to go seal the deal on the Crusade Channel newscast, which had not launched. So I know it was in May of 2017. So I drove from Lexington to Winchester, which is where the Youngbloods, and I guess that's also home to the corniest, goofiest joke book in the history of corny, corny, jokes. Well, Mrs. O'Connell was laughing at your jokes, Celeste, just so you'll know. She thought that they were funny. Like, what happens to a frog when its car breaks down? It's what happens to a frog when its car breaks down. He gets towed. I didn't catch that. I tuned out and stopped listening after the frog joke, so I can provide no more commentary on the frog.